Sister Denise, you have met once already, and she invited us into the relationship with God as teacher. And she has been doing the early morning class for all of your companions. So at 5:30, she's doing a class next door for all of us, and then has now come in here to be with you. And she'll be with us here for the next 2 days. There's so many special things to say about Denise. She's a very powerful yogi, but she's always also a very deep gyani soul, meaning knowledgeable and knowledgeful. She studies, she churns, she understands knowledge. She's also the first ever double foreign, Western-bodied soul to become a student of the Brahma Kumaris. So she went first. And she speaks fluent Hindi and French and Spanish and other languages, but her ability to speak Hindi has meant she has been able to translate some of these basic concepts of Raja Yoga for us in the West. So she's kind of like an auntie for all of us in the West. So I welcome to the stage Sister Denise.
Om Shanti. So now your blood is circulating well in the body and the brain. And now we're going to go beyond the physical and into the spiritual, the meditation. So, first of all, make yourself physically in a balanced position so you don't have to feel your body particularly. And begin to turn your attention within. The energy of your being is spread throughout the body. And with your mind, you gradually draw the energy of the self upwards, inwards, settle your sense of self in your forehead, which is the seat of the soul. Begin to feel the difference between I, the self, and this, my body. I am light. This body is material. Without me, it is dead. I, the soul, give life to the body. In the beginning of this life, I entered the body while still in the womb of the mother. I took birth and began to play my part from the infant to the child growing in the family, in the school, in the society, and taking in information, and mostly being led to a physical consciousness and to forget my actual real self. And now I am learning something new. To distinguish myself from the body. I am forever. I am forever light, energy, intelligence, sensitivity. I am pulling myself away from the body in order to be clear. What am I? Who am I? As compared with the instrument I use. This body will finish after some time. I will not. I have always existed as an individual, this individual. I have passed through the whole human story and participated. Now the story is reaching its conclusion. And I prepare myself to return back to the world of light. It is a practice. Allow the self to rise up from the body. Let yourself be above it, the energy of being. The body can just sit there while I, the soul, travel far. I, the self, am essentially pure, still, loving. I am a power with intelligence, many capacities of consciousness that are expressed through the body, but now I come out of the body. I go right through the ceiling and out into the air beyond. I let go of the natural world. I continue to rise beyond it. beyond the atmosphere, beyond the day and the night and the spinning of the earth. I am in space. I am moving to another dimension. Which is outside the material universe. I am just myself alone, going beyond all things, all places, all people. Just the self. In the consciousness of my eternity, my immortality, and I am withdrawing from the world of the human story. And entering into the world of the mind. The mind is now away from sense perception. I perceive myself, the light. I perceive a dimension of light that I am entering. I pass through from the world of matter to the world beyond matter, a world of light. Stillness, silence, and I am aware of the lights of many souls. This is the world of souls, the home of souls. The great light is here. And I move towards that light. It is a magnetic light that pulls my being to itself. This is the supreme being, the light, the great light, the source, the infinitesimal point of light, and I allow myself to slip into that central point, and in that point I am in the ocean of light, the infinitesimal becomes infinite light, infinite energy, The power in that light is extraordinary. It's the energy of the being, of the source, the great intelligence that knows all things, great power, great love, great purity. I am immersed in that being. There is the experience of fusion with the great light, while I keep my individual identity. At the same time, I melt into that light which surrounds me and draws me into itself, fills me with that energy, with that love, with that bliss that is the permanent state of that light. I am filled and become a conduit for that light, that power, that love. Fills me and flows through me, beyond me, spreading like radiance far into the cosmos. It is a pulsation of light, energy, love, that beats like a cosmic heart, and with each beat pulsating radiance spreads. It reaches every particle of matter in the universe, touches every soul in the universe, and I hold steady while that energy passes through. And as it does so, I am cleansed, purified, energized. The effect of time is neutralized, and I am timeless, spaceless. I return to my original state. I tune with the source and resonate and become like the source. I am comfortable to be used by that source as a conduit between the incorporeal and the world of people, places and things. I become more and more still and quiet, just pure consciousness, pure light, merging into an eternal state like a seed. Just the essence of being. And I go into silence for a while. And gently allow yourself to come away from that state of deep connectedness and to gently let yourself return back to the world, planet, nature, humanity, society, and gently return back to your body, reconnect, and feel all of your body. Feel how your body has been quietened, energized, cleaned, while the soul has been connected with the Supreme Soul. And now we are again in this normal, everyday reality of the world. Om Shanti. So this is a practice of what we call the pilgrimage of remembrance. We are traveling from one state of existence to a different state of existence. This is because we are at a point in time where there is great change in the world. There is great change in ourselves. And it is a time of renewal and restoration. And for this, we have the opportunity to study and to practice and develop our spirituality. There are many, many different ways to meditate. It's not really a technique. It's an understanding. In many ways, meditation means to think deeply about what is worth thinking about. And the most worthwhile is yourself, what you are, who you are, where you come from, where you're going, what is here, what is beyond here, how do you fit in all of this. And So we also explore the wider, not the wider universe, but the wider universe and beyond the wider universe, so that we become familiar with being in connection with matter and being beyond matter. So it is a pilgrimage of remembrance, to remember where you came from and to prepare the self to return there and to let go of all things, all people, all places, because the time comes when you let go. And this is the time when everything is changing. Everything is being restored to its original condition, including all the souls, all the places, all the things, all the people. The whole thing is being recharged, re-energized, and we are being asked to be conduits for that. And therefore we practice to go, to connect, to enable that energy to pass through the self, which does a great deal for the self, but also to let it go beyond. And you find that by practicing like this, especially in the early morning, but topping up your energy levels as you go through the day, and in your expression of yourself through the body, through words, through interaction, through movement, you are actually filling the atmosphere with your vibrations, filling the physical atmosphere with the vibrations of how you are becoming, what you are becoming, who you are becoming, which is your essential self, your eternal self, your original self. Because at the present time, the soul has become very depleted. Matter has become depleted. Everything has become depleted. And how does it come again to its original state? There have to be instruments between the source and the world. And so we, in a sense, we are called to that. We allow that to be, and we take it upon ourselves to make it so. So this practice is for the self, and it's also for the world. And this is what it means to be an instrument of such things. And so to do this well, we have to practice the meditation, and we also have to study the information that is the base of this. Who meditates? The soul meditates. And when the soul is connecting with the Supreme Soul, the body is hardly required. You need a bit of brain, but not that much. And yet it's very deep, it's very subtle. And so we want to know, so we study. And we want to understand how it works, how this purification of the soul happens, how the soul is restored to how we were at the beginning of time. Beginning of time, when was that? Long time ago. But there was a end of time and a beginning of time. They are next to each other. And we pass through all of time, time to time, and gradually understand what is the meaning of being an eternal, immortal soul, and beyond death, beyond attachment, knowing that no one can get lost. We reconnect with all the people time to time, and our eternal connection is with the Supreme Being, a God. And then we have temporary connections with so many people. And we have so many costumes, bodies that we operate through, sometimes male, sometimes female, this religion, that religion, this race, that race. We pass through all the cultures, all the civilizations, and so we have connection with all people. So we feel we are part of the human race, not just one section of it, but all of it. And returning to the source and then coming back into the body with that feeling also is good and takes us away from limitations and prejudices and all the things that cause distress between people. We learn pure karma, and the purest of all karma is to do this meditation. Why is it the purest of all karma? It's because you are enabling the energy of God to reach people direct and inspire people to make their own connection. And this is the best thing of all things that you can do. And so take time to do this, experiment with it, investigate it, ask about it, all the things, so that you become really comfortable with meditation and that you find your own way. Everyone has their own way. You integrate it into your background, your cultural awareness and so on. And because you're not changing from one physical thing to another physical thing, you're changing from a generally physical sense of self to a sense of self that is beyond the physical, and beyond the various differences that there are in the world, into something that is common to all things. We have a common home, the soul world, and we come here and we play the big game of happiness and sorrow, success and failure, victory and defeat. We become stable in the middle of all these up and downs because our connection is up above. So let us again complete this session with just practice in your own way to move beyond the body, to feel the sense of self as a soul, stabilize in that, move beyond the matter of this place and go far beyond the universe, beyond day and night, into the light of the Supreme Being in the dimension of light, which they call Nirvana, the world of light. Om Shanti. And then let yourself come back to the regular world. It's quite useful to get the sense of coming and going, to make it clear to yourself that I am not this body. I come, I do stuff, I go. Thank you. Om Shanti.